Here we go, Rock and Roll Tuesday, everybody.
Yes, sir.
And Freddie Kiger has the rock and roll trivia question for you.
I do indeed.
I love Tuesdays.
I know you do.
You know that.
Yeah. Well, this is one that's in our wheelhouse too.
You know, Tuesday is a great day because not only do we have Rock and Roll Tuesday in the 6 o'clock hour, but in the 8 o'clock hour we have Adopt a Pet.
Wow.
Always have a dog or a cat from one of our local animal organizations
cool.
in here. And
that's where we got Lucy.
We take pride.
Paws forever.
We take pride in getting them adopted.
I'm going to tell
you
what.
Paws forever is great.
I was blown away when I was looking for a little kitty for Miss mm-hmm. Karen.
Yeah.
So I went out there with a couple of friends who knew Karen and helped me assist.
Yeah.
So I walked into this room. I bet there were 50 kittens.
Oh, yeah.
In a great room, all playing and being well attended and what have you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I figure this out?
You wanted to adopt all of them.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I bent down a little bit and this one little calico literally ran and jumped in my arms and went up around my neck. And both the ladies looked at each other and went, okay, our job here is done.
There's the one.
Yeah, we're finished.
Well, that's great.
We got Lucy.
Well, we got, you know, dogs, cats, kittens, puppies. I want to adopt every single one of them when they come in here.
And thanks to those people who go the extra mile to
absolutely.
Make sure that they find homes and in the meantime take such great care and look after those people who can't care for themselves.
By the way, if you want to find out more about Paws Forever, go to pawsforever.org. That is the number 4, pawsforever.org.
Cool.
All right. What's up? What kind of question you got today?
Well,
rock
of course
and roll.
We got rock and roll. UNC baseball is hosting Coastal Carolina. That's a pretty good little matchup. So if you got some time, run on over there to the Bosch.
Yeah.
And for our rock and roll trivia, we are returning 40 years ago this year.
Uh-oh.
1976.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
This tune was released in September of 76 and was the first hit single for this particular group.
Mm-hmm.
It was their initial effort as well. Name the song and the group. I'm handing the single to Ron. Play it, maestro.
All right,
Give us a call.
Do I have the needle on
you're
the
right? You got the right side.
Because I'm not looking. I'm not looking. I'm trying. I never look at these things because I want to be surprised, too. So
by not looking, you got the needle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You're good. All right.
Now, how's that? All right.
Good.
Here we go. I'm dropping it right now.
Group and song. More than a feeling.
Oh, God, yes.
With that unbelievable, unmistakable sound that Boston brought.
Boston, yeah, man, I love Boston.
Yeah, because I'll never forget hearing that song the first time and going,
Whoa, who's
that?
Woke up this morning, then put on some music to start my day. I love Boston. It's not a bad cut on that initial album.
No, that first, I was exactly what I was thinking. That first album
fantastic. Was...
There wasn't a bad cut. Reminds
me
of like the Who's
All
Who's
good.
Next.
Huey
Lewis's Sports. This is not a bad track.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like the Cars' first album.
Yeah, I love every cut on that album. And another song I really love by Boston is Amanda, which came later.
Much later.
I love that song.
Yeah.
But More Than a Feeling, I guess, would have to be my overall favorite by Boston.
Well, the driving force behind Tom Schultz had an MIT master's degree, and he figured out playing his guitar through some sort of double system of amplifiers or what have you. But, I mean, it was a brand new sound.
Really sophisticated stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And Brad Delp, I guess you know.
Yeah, he was the...
Suicide a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It was Schultz and Brad Delp were the kind of the driving force behind Boston.
Yeah.
And this initial single, More Than a Feeling, didn't make number one, but it did reach and peak at number 5.
I remember playing that album over and over and over.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, I'll never forget sitting in Teague dorm while I'm still doing graduate work and hearing somebody playing that across the quad or across the to the other side of the dorm and like going, whoa!
Good tune.
Who is that?
It was out about the same time as Frampton Comes Alive.
Yep.
Within the same year, anyway.
That's correct.
So, yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. Thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ron.
Love it, man.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
All right.